Happy Tuesday and welcome to another episode of Speedrun, the show where we bring you the video game news of the day in 10 minutes or less. Today's August 31st, 2021. I'm your host, Stephen Weber, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about why we haven't seen any Halo Infinite campaign footage in over a year, China setting some new limits on how long minors can play online games, and when we'll be getting our first look at the Dead Space remake. So let's get right into it. Our first news story of the day is that 343 has touched on why we haven't seen any of Halo Infinite's campaign recently. This comes from Wesley LeBlanc at IGN. Halo Infinite received quite the spotlight during Gamescom's One Night Live showcase, including the reveal of the game's December 8th release date, but more of the game's campaign wasn't shown. Fans were disappointed when Halo Infinite's campaign failed to make an appearance during Gamescom, citing concerns they have considering the game's release is just a couple of months away, and the last time the campaign was shown in a big capacity was over a year ago. However, 343 Industries has seen and heard the disappointment over the campaign's lack of appearance during Gamescom, and Halo Infinite head of creative Joseph Staten has now addressed where the campaign was, as reported by GameSpot. Quote, "We're at a critical phase in the flight that is Halo Infinite, so it's extremely important to avoid distractions and stay focused on mission-critical tasks only," Staten wrote in the latest Inside Infinite news post. Quote, "For campaign, that means putting maximum effort into ensuring the wide-open adventure-filled experience you'll get to play on December 8th is as great as it can possibly be. And gameplay demos and trailers not only take a huge amount of effort to do well, they also take cycles away from bugs and other shutdown tasks. In short, when developing a game, creating a gameplay demo or story trailer, which is probably what fans wanted to see of the game's campaign during One Night Live, takes time, and that time takes away from developers that would otherwise be working on the full game release." Staten continued in the blog and explained that he's in the middle of a campaign playthrough and that he can't wait to get home from Gamescom to continue. Quote, "I hope all you take comfort from the fact that, honestly, I can't wait to get back home, fire up the build, and hit continue on the campaign," Staten said. Quote, "No matter how many times I play, Halo Infinite remains fundamentally super fun to play, and we're very eager to share all the fun with you through captured gameplay, trailers, and other content once we get the plane safely on the ground." So I think there's a lot of PR speak in here, but also some truth hiding behind it. It's hard to kind of pick through that, especially as we're heading into launch. But the last time we saw the campaign, there was so much backlash about that demo last year from the visuals and just the way things sounded and all that. It didn't quite seem Halo. It didn't seem like the budget and the development time was really living up to expectations. Now they've had a year-long delay to take that feedback into account. The multiplayer has been looking fantastic. People have said that gameplay is just so much fun, a great iteration on the franchise. And so I'm sure from the development team perspective, why put resources into a long demo or trailer to have it be picked apart by the community and potentially have that kind of backlash again when you're so close to launch? There's not really a lot of time to make a significant pivot to the game. Just let it go out there. Let people enjoy the gameplay, see how fun it is, and they won't be picking apart every detail at that point. I think that's probably what they're trying to say here, what they're going for. I'd be really shocked if we did not see another story trailer before launch. I think that would probably be cause for concern if they weren't going to show it at all, but it sounds like we might get that. And again, I think that would be just so shocking if they launched this game without another campaign trailer. But I'm really excited for it. I know a lot of people are. Hopefully, it's just a ton of fun to play and a great return to form for the franchise. And our second news story of the day is that China has imposed some new restrictions on online gaming. This comes from Taylor Lyles at IGN. Beginning September 1st, video game companies like NetEase and Tencent are required to limit online gaming to just 3 hours per week for minors, according to new rules imposed by Chinese regulators. As reported first by Bloomberg, children under the age of 18 will only be allowed to game for 1 hour between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as well as public holidays. Additionally, game companies are required to restrict online gaming during these hours and must enforce a real name verification system in place, according to Reuters. This is not the first time video game limits were imposed in China. In 2018, Tencent implemented a similar system where it enforced age checks and limited time spent on its mobile game Honor of Kings to 1 hour per day for children up to the age of 12, while children between the ages of 13 and 18 were restricted to playing for a maximum of 2 hours a day. The new regulations serve as a broad crackdown on China's tech giants in addition to combating game addiction in China. Roughly a month ago, a Chinese state-run publication published an article describing online gaming as, quote, "spiritual opium" before removing the phrase. Though the National Press and Publication Administration noted that online gaming influences minors' mental and physical health in its announcements post. These rules are only limited to online gaming and do not directly mention if non-online games will be restricted in this capacity. The new regulations also do not clarify whether or not console games and foreign titles will be required to comply with local regulations. So we've seen this kind of stuff in China before. It was definitely a big news story because Tencent and NetEase are these massive companies, especially in the mobile game space, putting out these huge online games that keep people coming back, these games as a service. So cracking down on that, even in China, which is such a massive market for them, would certainly be a huge hit to them. And it's interesting to see how things get regulated over in China compared to the rest of the world. Definitely always something to keep an eye on. Our third news story of the day is that we will soon be getting a better look at the Dead Space remake. This comes from Michael McWhorter at Polygon. Electronic Arts and developer Motive Studio will give Dead Space fans a very early look at the development of the sci-fi horror game's remake on Tuesday. That sneak peek will be streamed on Motive's Twitch channel on August 31st at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. That's today. If you're listening before that, you can definitely catch the stream. Given the language used in EA's tweet, a, quote, very early look at the development, it's unclear just how much we'll see of the new Dead Space itself. EA and Motive didn't promise a trailer or gameplay, so set your expectations accordingly. EA hasn't even announced a release window for the new Dead Space yet. Still, based on how little we've seen so far and how exciting the prospect of a new Dead Space is, it's probably worth tuning in for, even if we only get some concept art or high-level discussion about Motive's design intentions for the remake. I think that last paragraph probably nails it on the head. I expect we'll get a lot of concept art here, maybe some discussions about how they're going to tackle this remake, what they might improve or change from the original game, and how they're bringing it into the modern era. I expect we'll get some of those discussions, more of like a dev diary that they're kind of hyping up a little bit more to get some viewership. It should be interesting for fans of Dead Space, definitely an exciting time to get that remake. So those are all the major news stories around video games for the morning of August 31st, 2021. If you like the show, please shoot us a review on your preferred podcasting platform and follow us on Twitter at GlitchPoint or me personally at NerdGuySteve. This has been Speedrun, a GlitchPoint podcast. I'm Steven Weber. Stay safe, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.